Which of the dictionary people should start this book, I wondered, and be given the honour of representing the letter A? There are many Americans I could and will tell you about, some autodidacts and quite a number of activists. However, for me, archaeologist Margaret Alice Murray deserves to be at the beginning, not least because recognition for her came late in life. Despite being one of the most famous archaeologists of her day, she had to wait until the age of 61 to be made in 1924 an assistant professor at University College London.
The unemployment office opens at 9 o'clock. Britt Marie waits until 9:02 before going in, because she doesn't want to seem pig-headed.
"You were supposed to contact me today," she announces, not at all pig-headedly, when the girl opens her office door.
"What?" the girl exclaims, her face entirely liberated from any kind of positive emotion. She is surrounded by similarly dressed people clutching plastic mugs.
Look, we're just about to begin a meeting."
"Oh, right. I suppose it's important," says Britt Marie, adjusting a crease in her skirt that only she can see.
The visitor's arrival in late April wasn't auspicious. Her luggage was lost for 2 days, the skies remained overcast, their vast bleakness heightened a malaise. The apartment in Charlottenburg, on the west side of Berlin, was exactly what she'd wanted. A white cube, with nondescript furnishings and a bedroom barely big enough to sleep in. A modest balcony overlooked the Kaiserdamm. The U-Bahn was a block away, as was the Lietzensee, a picturesque city lake. After all her careful planning, everything was as she expected, except for this, her staggering loneliness.